Hello everyone, welcome back to another PC Boys podcast. It is Logan, and today we are doing, finally, the World War Z review for the video game made by Saber Interactive and published by Mad Dog. So, World War Z was a game that I don't think a lot of people really expected to be anything great. A lot of people, you know, heard World War Z. The book is one of the, out of everything, is probably the best known and the best received. I also own the book, the movie, and the video game. I love World War Z. I thought World War Z's movie was fine. I didn't really hate it. I thought it was a good zombie movie. I understand it's not a horror film, but that's okay for me. But when it came to, the video game, back a long time ago, right? Back when we had, like, Left 4 Dead and franchises such as Left 4 Dead, I was like, I was like, okay, you know, World War Z the movie came out, and I bought the book, not too long before the movie, and I read the entire book before I went to see the movie, which the movie was completely different, but I liked both of them respectively for what each of them were trying to do. And at the time, I was like, you know, World War Z, they could make a game on this. Back in 2013 or 2014, back when the movie came out, I was like, they could make a video game for this movie. Because just with how the zombies were, how they, you know, climbed on top of each other to get to the, climb up the wall in Jerusalem, how they throw themselves off of buildings to get at, to get to you, it was surreal, and it was pretty cool, and I was like, at the rate that the zombie, you know, you turn into a zombie within 12 seconds and whatnot, that was pretty, amazing. So, in my opinion, I thought that the book was great, I liked the movie, I thought it was good. But when the, there was no game for it. So back in that time, I played Left 4 Dead and kind of used that as my own version of World War Z because it was the closest we had to, the closest zombie game anyways that we had to, filling in zombies with, the World War Z-like, speed. However, in World War Z's actual video game made by Saber Interactive, they, at the developing team actually, we're like, you know, we want to make a World War Z game. I think the guy behind the whole project just wanted to make a World War Z game because he liked the movie. And he was like, you know, we have to acquire the license and stuff. Paramount gave them the license. And obviously, since World War Z 2 is kind of on the shelf for who knows how long, they're like, okay, so let's make this video game. And World War Z, it is a fun fucking game. It is a game for Left 4 Dead fans. Obviously, it's not first person, but if you are a Left 4 Dead fan, and, you know, the chances of us getting Left 4 Dead 3 isn't going to happen, sadly, and I love the Left 4 Dead series, but this game is for you. Huge fucking horrors that legit throw themselves at you at any way to get to you. These zombies act like they do in the 2013-2014 film. They climb on top of each other to climb fences, walls, buildings, just to get to you. They throw themselves off of buildings and stuff. It's really interesting. So, World War Z is a, like I said, a movie tie-in or movie-based game, but they also took elements from the book of, like, telling the stories from all around the world from different survivors' perspectives. However, this video game, even though it has a campaign, this video game is not a campaign-focused game. It has a co-op campaign. You can choose to play it offline with bots, but the bots' AI does not help you complete the objectives, just to shoot the zombies while you complete the objectives. And then there's an online four-player co-op, so you can play with four of your friends. Through all the episodes, right now there's four episodes, and each episode is three chapters within it that probably take about an hour each. You have New York, Jerusalem, Moscow, and Tokyo, which right now only has two chapters, and they're getting a third chapter between now and July on the roadmap that they showed, because all the DLC content, we'll get to that later, is free. So let's start off with, I guess, the campaign. We'll talk about the multiplayer. So the campaign has, like I said, four episodes with three chapters per episode besides the Tokyo one, but that one will be added in later on. And I gotta say, these map designs are incredible. These graphics and how well this game plays with hundreds of zombies. I'm not even, like, exaggerating. I'm talking hundreds and hundreds of zombies. Like, with swarms, you're probably talking 300 zombies within just a swarm. You know, by the end of the match, combined with you and your friends or AI kills, there's easily over 2,000 zombies per match, it seems like, if you add up everything. It's just, it's incredible to me. Like, I don't even know how to, like, explain to you how incredible this software seems to run everything. You know, in my opinion, I think that really there's been nothing that has come close to this, even Left 4 Dead standards. Like, Left 4 Dead had a lot of zombies, and we can all agree for that, but this video game has, like, 300 zombies probably on screen at once, just climbing on top of each other to get to you and just swarming off of bridges and shit. Like, you are gonna be very, very busy playing World War Z, when it comes to dealing with zombies, easily. Now, you can choose in some, like, there's some, like, you can't avoid hordes altogether, because there are certain parts of each mission where you have to do these defend the area sort of, thing, and basically what you have to do is you have to set up, like, electrical fences, barbed wire fences, 50 cal machine guns, auto turrets, and you have to hold down a position for a certain amount of time as hundreds of zombies just pour towards you, and it gets chaotic. Me and my friend and a few of my cousins were playing last night, and we were playing on normal difficulty. Like, I beat the game within less than 24 hours on the easiest difficulty, playing with bots. But we played the whole New York episode. Holy fuck! On normal difficulty, it got 10 times harder. Like, we died in the final mission a few times. We went down and ran out of medkits multiple times trying to scavenge for supply. It really sucked. Like, we were constantly, like, worried about medkits and everything because it was just overwhelming odds. But, however, like I said, graphics are great. The game doesn't crash, like, I don't think at all. I have yet to experience a full-on crash. Now, there are some audio bugs, where, like, you're shooting a gun and your controller vibrates and you know you're shooting a gun. But the fact that, you know, you can't hear the gun actually shooting, there are some audio bugs where you're shooting a gun and you won't hear the gun. So there are some of those. There are times where the zombies will glitch, I guess, through a, door or something. Very rarely have I seen that happen, but it's happened maybe a few times and out of all the hours that I've played. But for the most part, it stays pretty consistent. Stays pretty steady. I would say that actually works pretty well. A lot of people, when this game came out, like I said, didn't really expect it to be a great game. Critic reviews range anywhere from, like, a 7 to an 8 on this game. The game, I think, deserves an 8. Like I said, it's not a very story-driven game. They have, in this collectible section, they have these, the characters, and whenever you play as a character, you unlock their backstory, and they have a little video of the backstory of each character's before the whole outbreak happened. But I like the way that they allow you to play online with friends and offline. They give you the offline option for this game, and I'm glad that they do, because, you know, it's nice to have a video game that allows offline play, like World War Z, because this would be a game that I would totally love to play offline. So let's talk about replayability for the campaign side of things, right? So let's say you beat everything, right? You beat the entire campaign. So what does this game have to offer in terms of replayability for the campaign? Well, you can play through each episode and chapter on 5 different difficulties. So you can play through the game legitimately 5 different times with different difficulties alone. And that makes the game extremely more challenging, because the hardest difficulty, like, we were on normal and I noticed that there were less medkits and ammo that were around. And that only makes me think, like, is there going to be, like, one medkit and ammo box in the entire game once you get to, like, the hardest difficulty? Is there going to be 1,000? I think somebody said there was legit 1,000 zombies on screen at once when you were playing the hardest difficulty. And that was pretty insane, and I was like, wow, that's just a lot. Like, that is a lot. However, I do gotta say, it was still pretty interesting to just see the big difference just going from the easy difficulty to normal. Just a one difficulty jump, and it got 10 times harder. There's also the, customization of weapons. So there's like probably over 20 weapons in this game, right? And each weapon has 10 customizable attachments. Now, the way to get attachments is to level up each gun. So when you use guns in a mission, you will rank up its level. Every level you rank up, you unlock a new set of attachments. And you can use the in-game currency that you earn from either multiplayer or after you beat a campaign mission to purchase those attachments. And like I said, there's two different trees for your gun, and it obviously enhances the stats of the gun. And they also have melee weapons, which is really odd in this game, how you have to press RB for melee. But anyways, the melee weapons are very strong, one-hit kills. You know, it's interesting. They have a few, like, they have an energy bar of, like, 5 quick hits, and then after that, your character gets slowed down when they go to hit. But at least it doesn't affect their stamina. There are heavy weapons in the game. And heavy weapons are, like, light machine gun, grenade launcher, heavy shotgun, heavy sniper, rocket launcher. You know, just these big, like, kind of like one-use weapons, if you will. And they cause the most damage, however, they don't have a ton of ammo. Like, they're, like I said, you can't reload them. You empty out the clip, and that's it, you're done. But it definitely helps to have them on you when you're fighting, like, huge, swarms. And hordes and swarms are different. Hordes are a group of zombies that comes after you once you make too much noise. A swarm is hundreds of zombies just swarming towards you. Hence why they're called swarms. But yeah, then there's also skill trees. I think there's like 10 different skill trees, ranging from gunslinger to being a medic to being an executioner to being a demolition expert. There's just so many skill trees. And each skill tree has a, each skill that you want to do has a skill tree. And you can also use the in-game currency that you get from multiplayer or completing the campaign missions to buy those skills for each tree. Which, like I said, there's like 10 of them. So you're going to be busy playing World War Z for a long time trying to unlock everything in the game that's already there by default, including beating it on each and every difficulty, which is what I'm going to attempt to do with or without my friends. But yeah, so I'm very much just interested in seeing how this game progresses as time goes on for the campaign side of things. So we can move over to the multiplayer side of things. So the multiplayer is, I would like to say, it's like Call of Duty in a third-person shooter with zombies. That's the best way I can explain it. So basically, there are these three lane maps, kind of like you would have in a Call of Duty game. And basically, it's a 4v4 TDM, King of the Hill, Domination, whatever it may be, but there's just zombies involved. So basically, you choose a character you want to use, and the character, it doesn't matter what character you choose, you don't get any special stats or anything, it's just a cosmetic thing. And then you choose a class, and once you choose a class to go into the multiplayer match with, you can't change a class like you can in Call of Duty midway through. You're stuck with that class the entire game. So you have to be careful. That is one thing that annoys me, though, the fact that you can't change your class mid-game, but that is just something to be aware of. You cannot change your class midway through the game. So when I was playing World War Z, I came accustomed to the Warfighter class. I think it fits my playstyle the best, and that is using, I believe, the Special Carbine Rifle, which is, in my opinion, my favorite gun in the game. Because it's very powerful and it mows zombies down and it's rapid fire. I would say the M16 is probably, I think they call it the PAC-13 in the game. Would definitely be my second favorite gun. It's a semi-automatic, but it does enough damage, gets the job done. But I gotta say, the game has impressed me in a lot of ways. The multiplayer is a little lackluster, because, I mean, it's like Call of Duty. Instead of being 6-on-6, so it's 4v4, and you're fighting people you know, tedium, whatever the goal is. But then throughout the game, you have a huge swarm of zombies that just swarm into the map. Now, it only swarms not the entire map, but only one of the sections, so you know, or one of the lanes. So you know how I say that the three-lane map designs, like Call of Duty, the zombie swarms will go through one lane at a time and will change which lane it goes to throughout the match. So you'll probably get 3-4 zombie hordes in a 10-minute match of TDM, but the zombies don't really just go after you. You kind of have to get in their way or get in the vicinity or make enough noise close to them, and then some will trail off from the huge horde. Now, you can get XP from killing zombies, like 5 to 10 XP, but killing a player gives you 100, so, I mean, it's not really worth killing zombies at that point. But, I mean, if you just, you know, if you want to kill zombies, they get, like, if you, you know, you're somebody getting your ass kicked, you can at least shoot the zombies that are on the map that swarm in time to time. So the multiplayer definitely dampens the experience because, you know, you can't change your class mid-game. The servers are, they're pretty good, but there's not a lot of players on there at the moment. I mean, I'm getting into games fine, but there's just not a shit ton of people in the multiplayer at the moment. You know, they need to put in some more maps for sure. I think they only got like four maps, I think, for multiplayer. I want them to switch it up a little bit. I need some more multiplayer stuff for the game. But multiplayer, you also get different skill trees that you can use the in-game currency to transfer over. And yes, the currency that you get from campaign and multiplayer transfers over from both game modes. So you can use campaign credits in the multiplayer, and the multiplayer credits for the campaign attachments and skill trees, because it's just on your account. It you can use it for both multiplayer and campaign to unlock weapon attachments and unlock skills for the skill trees. So if you were concerned that it's like multiplayer has their own specific currency and then the campaign has their own specific currency, it just transfers over, so you don't got to worry about that. I will say, though, that the game at the moment, it's got enough content to keep me playing for a long time. I don't get bored of the multiplayer. It just kind of is a little ridiculous with how many bullets you gotta put into people to kill them. But it is more challenging. Like, I mean, if you play Call of Duty, this isn't Call of Duty. Like, you've gotta be able to keep your aim pretty steady to kill people in this multiplayer. I got onto my first game and I was amazing. I'm always, like, top two in my team when it comes to playing, unless I join in at like halfway through the game and there's no way I can catch up everybody else's stats. But the game is very fun. So as an overall experience, I will give it, obviously I'll talk about the DLC in just a minute, but I just want to talk about the overall experience. With what they have, campaign, I easily give a fucking 9 out of 10. I think it's fun as hell just to fucking mow down tons of zombies. And sure, you either have to escape a place, or you have to get a train moving, or you gotta, you know, escort a doctor or whatever, but it's still fun, and can be very unexpected, and especially with the different difficulties, can make it very overwhelming at times, but it's still a very fun experience. The multiplayer experience, I'm probably gonna give about a 7. It's not great. It's fun, but it's not something that's gonna grasp my attention even to the length of a Call of Duty game, just due to the fact Call of Duty has more maps. You can customize your class, like, you can customize the look of your classes, which I don't think you can do in World War Z. You can do quite a bit of more stuff, believe it or not, with Call of Duty's multiplayer. It's a little bit more flexible. But just the fact of having more of a map variety and being able to customize your classes and change them mid-game, those definitely help Call of Duty out, but World War Z does not have that. But I am going to give this game probably an overall a 8. I'm going to give it an 8 because even though the multiplayer is not the greatest experience in the world and it's kind of like a normal multiplayer, but just with a swarm of zombies that comes into the map throughout periodically throughout the match, it's still fun. If you're a COD player or a third-person shooter, but you like, you know, your average TDMs and stuff, it, you know, it's enjoyable. It might be a little rough, but as long as you can aim and shoot, you'll be fine. I think the game definitely deserves that. It's a good experience. It's not something overly great, But it's not an okay game. I think it's better than okay because this game is more developed and more finished than a AAA developer's game like Anthem or Fallout 76. This game doesn't really have any bugs. There's some audio glitches, maybe the occasional zombie glitch, but that's it. Other than that, this legitimately is the best working game that I've played in such a long time, and it is the game that I've had the most fun with. So my final review score of World War Z is an 8, and I definitely recommend it to anybody that's a big Left 4 Dead fan, zombie fan, or just somebody who wants to just sit down with their friends and just mow down zombies just for fun. This is a game for you. If you're somebody that's looking for a story-driven campaign, this is not the zombie story for you at all. If you're somebody that's looking for, I would say, a multiplayer experience that you've never seen before, I wouldn't do that because, like I said, even though multiplayer is considered being able to play four-player co-op on a campaign, the four-player co-op campaign is probably where the best, like, World War Z shines. It's the campaign, not the multiplayer. The multiplayer is okay. I mean, if you're a Call of Duty fan, you know, you'll probably like it. But you gotta get used to third-person shooting and not killing someone with two shots. But definitely an enjoyable experience. But that's really all I have for you on World War Z's review. Now to talk about the DLC. So World War Z is getting free DLC, and this is amazing because World War Z sold over made over $1 billion opening week with the game's release. And it's only a $40 game, so I mean, it's not even a fully priced $60 game, and it's got more content than games that I fucking bought for $60. But the, they said that they're gonna be, bringing out skins, accessories, so you can customize what your character's wearing, and, like, the bling that they got on them. They're bringing in new zombie types, they're putting in the third chapter for episode 4 of Tokyo, so they'll finally finish that up. New weapons, new game mode, and I think game mode is gonna be for multiplayer. I don't know, I think that's it. I can't check my phone. If I could, I would explicitly put off everything that they have. But that's off the top of my head what I know that they're doing. But all this content's free, and this is a roadmap from now to July. So from now to July, that is the roadmap that we have of all the content coming, which is pretty amazing. And the fact that it's going to be free content and that we don't gotta spend a penny for it is just amazing. So I'm glad that Saber Interactive has made a good, decent game that's fun to play, but at the same time, still giving us content in the future to play the game, but having it be free. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is my official review of World War Z. You can buy it anywhere from Walmart to probably Best Buy, GameStop, if it's not sold out. I had to order mine at GameStop because it was sold out at GameStop and it was sold out in Walmart, so I couldn't buy them, just at the store, so I had to purchase it on the internet. But yeah, so World War Z, definitely recommend it to everyone if, you know, you want to buy it, go ahead. If this is not a game for you, then don't buy it. But I hope you all enjoyed this podcast. I know it's 2 in 1 day. It gets to be a little repetitive when you got a lot of podcasts in 1 day. But I wanted to get the World War Z review out. I'm also going to be doing a review on Tom Clancy, or first impressions, because I can't do a review until I beat it. But Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Wildlands. I know this game came out a long time ago, but I just started playing it and I really like it. So I definitely am going to be doing a review on that sometime soon. So do keep a lookout for that in the future. Obviously tomorrow, no podcast, because it's Wednesday. Podcast Thursday and Friday, like normal. I don't know what we're going to talk about for Thursday and Friday, but we'll probably have something come up within that time. But yeah, so that's going to be it for us, till Thursday. I hope you all had a great day, and we'll see you all in the next one.